honest information about living a healthy lifestyle on RadioMD.com. It's time for Naturally Savvy with natural visionary Andrea Donsky and health journalist Lisa Davis.
For years, I heard about menopause and the hot flashes and the weight gain and the hormone fluctuations causing these issues. And I never heard much about perimenopause until I became perimenopausal. And let me tell you, my PMS, Andrea, is scary. Okay. I don't know about you. I don't know how you're doing, but it starts around, they say, age 39. Oh, you are one lucky gal. I am just so miserable. So I'm so excited to have the wonderful Lorna Vanderhaeg back with us. She's the author of A Smart Woman's Guide to Hormones and A Smart Woman's Guide to Weight Loss. And today we're going to be talking about finding some relief for perimenopause. Hi, Lorna.
Well, thank you so much for having me on your show again.
It's so great to have you on. I have to say, I looked at the list of symptoms. Hot flashes, yes. Weight gain, yes. Fatigue, yes. Irregular periods. PMS, that scares my family. Yes, I'm naturally a happy-go-lucky person. There's a couple weeks a month, honest to goodness, like my daughter's like, Mommy's cranky, run! You know, so I'm sure you out there might be experiencing some issues as well. So any relief would be fabulous.
Well, absolutely. And, you know, we hear a lot about menopause, but I find that the symptoms of perimenopause are much more challenging for women. And perimenopause is the 10 years before your period stops. So the average age of menopause is 52 when your periods stop. And everything in that 10-year period beforehand we call perimenopause. And this is when women have the highest rates of hysterectomy because of heavy periods. They get terrible PMS. They sometimes get acne back, breast lumps, fibroids. So I actually find that the perimenopausal years are much more challenging for women. And the great news is really simple and easy to fix by using key nutrients that put those hormones back into balance quickly.
I am so ready for these key nutrients. And by the way, the acne is crazy. I'd never really had acne in my life. So I'm kind of shocked. Even my husband's like, what did you eat? Do you have an allergic reaction or what's going on? I'm like, no, it's the hormone. So it's a frustrating situation. So what are some of the natural remedies?
Okay, so the natural things that we use to get the periods back into balance, to eliminate that crazy PMS, to get you ovulating right up until menopause, because the reason why you've got the horrible acne is because some months you're ovulating and other months you're not. And in the months that you don't ovulate, you get terrible acne and raging PMS. So we use nutrients like indole-3-carbinol, DIM, D-glucarate, and sulforaphane. And those are the key nutrients because what they do is they bring your estrogen back into the normal range and bring your progesterone levels up and control your testosterone. So when those three hormones are back into balance naturally using plant nutrients, then these symptoms just naturally disappear. And we find that when women go on indole-3-carbinol, DIM, D-glucarate, and sulforaphane for the 5 to 10 years before their periods stop, they have virtually no menopause symptoms either. So it's really important that we get this under control early.
So that's a really good point, Lorna. So you're suggesting that, you know, for someone like myself, I haven't reached Lisa's, and I hope I don't. No offense, Lisa, I hope I don't reach the side effects.
I hope you don't either.
But so you're suggesting that I start now on these, because I'm over 40, starting on these, a supplement. And you have these supplements, right? So if someone wants to go and find this, where could they find a supplement that contains the DIM, the D-glucarate, the sulforaphane, and the indole-3-carbinol?
Right. I have a line of women's nutritional supplements, and the product that we sell for women who are in perimenopause and have acne and fibroids and period problems is called EstroSmart. And EstroSmart is designed to bring your estrogen back into the normal range because most North American women have too much estrogen. You know, we've all been taught that we're low in estrogen, but that really isn't the fact in North America. We're so stressed out, we're exposed to environmental estrogens. So EstroSmart brings your estrogen back into the normal range, brings your progesterone up, controls your testosterone, and the symptoms disappear. So I recommend women start taking EstroSmart when they start getting periods at 12 and take it right through until they die because it also stops abnormal cell growth, things like ovarian cysts and fibroids and ovarian uterine polyps and breast lumps and all these abnormal cell growths that we tend to get in the 20s, 30s, and 40s as well.
Now, have you found that women taking these have less need for bioidentical hormones, or is that still an issue that they might need to pursue those?
That's a great question. What I find is that 80% of women can sail through all their hormone issues using plant nutrients, diet changes, so a really healthy diet with lots of vegetables, which is the key to hormone balance. And the hormone balancing vegetables are broccoli, Brussels sprouts, cauliflower, cabbage, and kale. Those are the ones that keep your hormones balanced. The more of them you eat, the better. And stress reduction. And then about 20% of women will need some type of low-dose natural bioidentical hormone. So it's not that every woman's going to need hormones. And the women that deal with their hormone issues by using plant nutrients and diet and lifestyle changes, those women most likely will never need to take bioidentical hormones. And although I like bioidentical hormones, we have to remember they're still hormones, they're powerful messengers, and we should treat them with a yellow light, with caution, because they can make things better or they can make things much worse.
I have two questions. I have one is, you talked about, you know, the broccoli and the cauliflower and, you know, the vegetables that help with these, with regulating our hormones. But what about people who have thyroid issues? Would it affect their thyroid? Because I know we've been told not to take too much of that or in large quantities because of it can negatively impact the thyroid.
Right. I think whenever a nutritionist or someone says we shouldn't eat too much of this, we should ask, what is too much? Because there is this issue with broccoli, Brussels sprouts, cauliflower, cabbage, and kale. We call them goitrogens. And if you ate 10 cups of raw broccoli every day for an entire year, it could have a negative effect on your thyroid. But nobody's going to do that. You know, so when we talk about too much, it's so much that no one is actually going to eat that amount of broccoli to have it negatively affect their thyroid. Yet those vegetables are the anti-cancer vegetables. They're the ones that keep your estrogen in check. Those vegetables also stop your healthy estrogen from converting into the cancer-causing estrogens. So that's why it's so important that we eat them. So unless you're eating 10 cups of raw broccoli a day for a year, you don't have to worry about it negatively affecting your thyroid.
Now, you mentioned estrogen and that most of us have too much estrogen and, you know, related to the xenoestrogens in the environment, BPA, what we're eating. Can you talk a little bit about obesogens and how that's affecting us and our body weight and I guess maybe having an impact on people who are going through perimenopause or menopause?
Right. Well, it's an important point because what we find is that women will tell you this. I turned 40 and I lost my waist. All of a sudden, now I got this jelly belly that I never had before. I didn't change my diet. I didn't change anything. And this is because in the 10 years before menopause, you start having surges of estrogen. It's almost like the body's going, hey, I'll give you a bit too much because you might need it after menopause. But what happens is because of our environment, which is full of estrogens, when we're under stress, our cortisol goes up, which tells estrogen to secrete more. So the type A women that we see today have far more estrogen. How do you know you have too much estrogen? You've got fibroids, you've got heavy periods, you get acne, you've got raging PMS, you've got ovarian cysts, breast lumps. So all of these things combined are what are creating the problem. And I have a great book called An A to Z Woman's Guide to Vibrant Health, which is free on my website at hormonehelp.com that women can look up.
You know what? I highly recommend. Unfortunately, we're out of time for today, but we are having you back, which I'm very excited about to continue this discussion. But I highly recommend our listeners to go and check out Lorna's website and read her books. I've read her books. She is a true expert when it comes to hormones. So, Lorna, thank you so much for being on our show today.
Thank you so much for having me.
Until next time, stay connected at RadioMD and NaturallySavvy.com, where we keep you informed and up to date on all things natural and organic. Stay well.